Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a champion.
Nigga, I won't say win, lose, or draw, man. We congratulate y'all already, homie. Y'all motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me right, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, draw, nigga. Matter of fact, you know what it is, man. Shout out to Jack Fowler. Booker T. Washington, homie. Oh, y'all ain't think I knew that shit. City 48, what they do?
Young Maine, 35 riders, let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting out.
Sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Sometimes you just gotta get to the business, you know. Say fuck everything else. But one thing about it, you can't never let the business interfere with the money. You heard me? Look. oh shit, here I go again, right back with the shits, hit the lick, stack some bands and got right back to my fix, hit the stand, told the whole jury I would never snitch, call my mans, told him tell the click, I would never switch, on 1 grand, on 10 toes I stand, I just took a risk, took a chance, but I promise to my fans I won't quit, I won't fail, I'm not selling out, all I sell is hits, in my pants I got this hammer and I'm too legit to miss, in the trap, posted up for trap, everybody strapped, super fresh, I be clean like I just took a bath, I'm a cameo, I'm with the dancer, oh she on my lap, from the way she bust it open, she might know a nigga rap, I'm a pimp, I don't spend no bread if I don't get nothing back, fuck a friend, we ain't doing business, I don't want no doubt, I ain't stopping till I get my pockets tall as a giraffe, with so many commas in the numbers, I can't do the math, I'm a dog, I don't fuck with cats, do that pussy shit, all my broads, we ain't fucking if you smell like tuna fish, just got paid, I just hit the mall and bought a stupid fit, got some shit I never seen before, the mess, some boom kicks, I'm the truth, you know I'm the truth, all my music sick, from that booth, I'm not from the loo, but I'm a lunatic, got an older hoe from Oklahoma on my sooner shit, you want war with us, then I'm a warrior, my shooter sick, they don't miss, I don't play no games, I don't fuck with lanes, boy you scared, you got out your car, I saw you took no chain, I go fast, you fuck with my fam, I'm gon' go insane, I'm about my bread, you fuck with my sales, then I'm gon' bust your brain, I'm a king, like LeBron James, but I don't play no hoops, this your city, and you say you lit it, niggas, we not from the city, but we from the zoo. I'm the cat that be in that hat, but I'm not Dr. Seuss. What it do? On that Hennessy, I just got a boost. If it's beef with my enemies, I go wreck a roof. I'm in Carolina with a Caroline, and she fine, been a beast. I've been pulling dimes since I was like 9. Where you from? Oh, you from the east? You be with them signs. What you real? Oh, you from the west? Y'all be doing crimes. Oh, boy, C-A-M-E times. You gon' give me mine. I'm so broke, I can make the world rhyme. That don't rhyme, what's your price? What you selling, nigga? Show me what you got. If it's dope, I'm not touching that, cause 12 too fucking hot. On the scale of 1 to 10, I'm off the scale, I'm like a 12. I'm the shit, I fall back and then come back like Dave Chappelle. Oh, yeah, I just want some bag, I just made a sale. Where you at? Bitch, I'm pulling up, don't pay me through the mail. I'm not stopping, I'm just dropping to my numbers like a Dale. I know who killed Big and Pac, but I swore I wouldn't tell Louisiana. Woo! Woo, nigga. Straight up, I'm a problem. No! Oh, my God. I am not playing with no rappers. Just take over, homeboy. Trap. Ah. Eat. Straight up. Game over.
From me, it was gonna be cheap,
it was
huh?
Gonna be cheap.
We wearing our own clothes, got gym on my fleas now.
Nah.
I'm a real nigga to the core, I would not be selling my soul.
No, no, no.
These niggas and bitches is phony, don't trust them as far as
don't
I thought. My nigga need help a little bit, I toss him something like Ginobili. Don't take disrespect too easy, don't speak on me if you don't know
speak
me.
On me, nigga.
I ain't not trying to stunt.
I
drop out racks round the first of the month.
Racks.
I get it back round the first of the
months.
Get it back.
This my plan B. I ain't even finna front.
I don't front.
First I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. I'm too busy getting a bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you're last. We having a race to the money, like we in a 100-yard dash. Grind now, shine later. In other words, get your paper. Lil' bro, I in Cali. Say these other niggas ain't able. They wasn't brought up player. They ain't go through hell. Climb right up out it. I'm taking care of my shit. So I put the gold on my wrist. And I might get drunk a little bit. And I might drop out on the fit. With the shoes and the belt to go with it. Don't you say it's black lenses? Got them going in the frenzy. Don't pass me none of that midget. Hell no, I ain't with it. Get up for the winner, so I can ball out summer. That's the way a nigga feeling. Told him watch how I come up. Now they watch a nigga come up. And I'ma keep on coming. Been a long time coming. And I ain't giving up for nothing.
No, I ain't not
trying to stunt.
I don't stunt.
I drop out racks round the first of the month.
Racks.
I get it back round the first of the month.
Get it back.
This my plan B. I ain't even finna front.
I don't front.
First I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. I'm too busy getting a bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you're last. We having a race to the money, like we in a 100-yard dash. First I just drew out a plan, and then I went got me some cash. Can't hear none, you haters just saying. I'm too busy getting a bag. My niggas, we winning, we winning. Cause if you ain't first, then you're last. We having a race to the money, like we in a 100-yard dash.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14 The Cut. It goes down on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, and also the other host going. What's good?
What's good? What's good? Another Wednesday, ready to rock and roll. Got a producer's night. You know what I mean? You know that's one of my favorite topics. My favorite situations in the music industry to speak on, so I'm excited about that. Got a longtime friend coming on the show, so it's exciting tonight.
Most definitely, we definitely had Sarah J back a couple years ago, so it's nice to do a recircle, just some prominent people that we've had a chance to network and build with. And so far, last week we had the vertical with the live review. And then, like you said, producers night. So hopefully all the producers are tuned in. If you want to get in a question with Sarah J directly, as well as Golden Fleece as a production producer manager, J-Mac. And they've done quite a bit of good work. So if you have some questions, definitely go ahead and get in the queue. That number is going to be 760-913-4119. We're definitely going to try to get you in so that you can, have a chance to speak, ask questions. If it's your first time tuning in, this is Global 14 The Cut by Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. We played a lot more records than we normally do on Wednesdays. We had to make sure we have everything set up for you guys. I hope that you will enjoy tonight. It's going to be rewarding for you if you're a producer and you've been out here grinding. It's the top of the year, so this is perfect for you to go ahead and get your notepad out, get your iPhone, get your
whatever
you got. You can get your notes and get your following on and just do all of that.
Make sure you take your notes. Make sure you're asking important questions. I mean, questions are everything. That's, of course, how you're going to learn. It's an education, really, that you can have on this actual show. Pick Sarah's brain, because Sarah works with a lot of different people, artists in the business, producers in the business, getting active placements for people, you know what I mean? And if that's what you strive to do, she can definitely give you some insight on how to make it happen. Music game is, man, it turned into the boxing game and all types of shit these days. So, for those that stay in focus and not getting sidetracked by all this clown shit, that's really what tonight is about.
Most definitely. I could agree with you more. And then also, just to let you guys know, definitely, you know, we can give you tips and tools and resources and bring these guests on all day. But at the end of the day, what's for you is for you. And then also make sure you have your paperwork in order. Your paperwork is going to be key. Your paperwork will save you a lot of trouble in the end. And not just, you know, the poor man's copyright. Do dive in. Do the BMI. Do all of that. Get involved. Research a little bit. Ask questions. Pay for a consult if needed. Get that in order so that you can elevate yourself to the next step when someone like a Sarah steps in and puts the placement in place. Make sure you have everything needed to make that process be a lot smoother. So, we're going to have her come on in a minute. Is there any... Oh, can you let them know if there's any artists that are listening, how they can be featured on that live cut review we have?
Yeah, of course, man. We had an excellent show last week with Kevin from Vertigo, and he helps break records, you know, virtually, man. You know, he's going to be at South by Southwest this year. It was an excellent time, and all the people had to do was inbox myself or Onyx to get on the show. You know, Onyx is Onyx254. I'm the Golden Fleece, T-H-A, Golden Fleece. And if you're following the show, you can follow us on our Twitters, Instagrams, global14.com, and just simply leave us a message in our inbox. Give us a little background on your music. If you're dropping an EP, if you're dropping a mixtape, whatever you're trying to do, and what the single is for that you're sending us, so we could introduce it the right way. And you never know who we have on the show that's going to be, actually critiquing the records with us. Kevin was actually looking for a record to take and blast out to a bunch of DJs, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he found the one he really wanted last week, but him being on there ready to do that when he has a service that is, fee-based, you know, he was ready to do that for free because he came on the show and was rocking with us. So, you know, anybody that with some dopeness could have just saved that little fee that he charges because it's not a lot. He does do great work for a minimal amount of payment, but at the same time, it was free. You know, if he'd heard something he liked, he would have blasted it out. So you never know who we're going to have on the show. I encourage every artist to just send us their music. You know, we do have people that could change the scope of what you're doing. You know, we're not going to bring anybody on here that's going to play around with you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't come on the show, have your music on the show thinking it's a guarantee that something's going to happen, because that's not what we're saying. But at the same time, we try to give you the best chance possible to speak to somebody that can change your situation.
That's straight up sums it up. So definitely, but guys, tune in every Wednesday. Get comfortable with us. We're going to try to get you on the right track momentarily. We do want to do a revision, a revamp at a later date. But for now, I definitely stay posted. Stay tuned. 760-913-4119 is going to be the phone number to call in tonight. And then also, just to give you a heads up, next week we're going to have producer Da Vinci. He actually worked with Lauryn Hill. I don't know any producers that work with Lauryn Hill. So I'm excited to have him on and discuss that process and how that came about and how that opportunity came about. So again, these celebrities that you have looked up to, wanted to work with, they can be touched. And we'll speak with Da Vinci next week about that, as well as another recording artist. So Sarah J will be coming on in the next few minutes. We're going to go ahead and play a record called Flex by Tory Lanez. And that was definitely a record that Sarah J wanted to make sure that we played. So I have a feeling she had something to do with this whole arrangement and how it came about.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and drop this Tory Lanez Flex record. We'll be back. Global 14 to cut.
Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck your bitch or something? What I did to you, why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something? Peeling off the corner, flexing on them niggas, shorty. No, a nigga came in from nothing. I got the cops on me. Being broke was the reason why all of these females were fast on me. stop when all these niggas in the way. This is for the times when niggas shitted on me. You shitted on me. Now you see the tables turning my way. So I got a flex, I got a flex, I got a flex on you. For all of the times when I wasn't there, when you tried to flex on me too. So I got a flex, and I got a flex, and I'm flexing on you too. I know I'm wrong. Tell me what I did to you. Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck your bitch or something? What I did to you? Why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something? Peeling off the corner, flexing all them niggas. Shorty, no, a nigga came in from nothing. Young nigga gotta hop out and do some. Gotta let it top down and prove some. Nigga, you know I got news for you. Everybody know I'm paying only you fun. Fame made a nigga lose a lot of friendships. Fame made these niggas do a lot of fuck shit. A couple good girls that I lost to the cause. I gotta play tracks, we don't talk no more. Young rich nigga on his wheel. My niggas up and out, devil deal. You know the devil working, got it real. And I just pray that all my niggas paid up and ball like a layup in college. Shawty calling, I do this often, don't know what to call it. This shit is often, but you know I'm all in. Drop the top on that tank when it's squinting. When I'm pulling up inside the thing, you know I do my thing. And I drop the top on all these niggas in the way. This is for the times when niggas shitted on me. You shitted on me. So I got a flex, I got a flex, I got a flex on you. For all of the times when I wasn't mad, when you try to flex on me too. So I got a flex, and I got a flex, and I'm flexing on you too. I know I'm wrong, tell me what I did to you. Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck your bitch or something? What I did to you? Why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something? Peeling off the corner, flexing all them niggas. Shorty, no, a nigga came in from nothing.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut, and I just believe we just had Sarah J chime in on the line right there, so let me go ahead and just bring you live, Sarah. What's good? You live with us. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Onyx?
Not much. Definitely overdue to bring you back through The Cut. Also, the other host is, you know, he's here, Fleece.
What's up, Fleece? It's so good to connect with you guys again. What's up, producers? It's Sarah J. Shout out Global 14 in The Cut and everybody over at Global 14, Golden Fleece, Onyx, Jermaine Dupree.
Most definitely. Golden, you there?
Yo, I just chimed in. I'm sorry, the music came a little bit loud on me for a second. So we might have been playing another song. I heard Chris Brown coming hot, so... SJ, what's good?
What's good? How you guys doing?
We holding it down over here, man. Just trying to give, you know, the artists and producers something at the top of the year that they can chew off of. You know, we had a nice artist show last week, And we wanted to definitely do something for the producers this week. So we're real excited that you're on here to help the guys behind the boards out, you know, the guys behind the sounds out.
Right. That's what's up. I definitely appreciate you guys reaching out to me. I love talking to the new producer community. It's all about, you know, getting the music out there and just really getting your sound and brand out there for the new year, you know.
Most definitely. I want to do this too, Sarah, because I know you put out a lot of information. I'm glad they're listening tonight. You retweeted. You told them to tune in. Can you give us a little bit of a your resume is what it is. Can you share a little bit of your bio with everybody that's not familiar, or just how did even Sarah J start in the industry? I mean, you've done some great things. Can you share that with the new members and the new listeners?
Sure, yeah. I've been managing producers for about 12 years now. I've gotten placements for producers with Tory Lanez, Wale, French, Ross, Fab, Revolt TV, Fox Sports. I just placed some stuff on there. Been working really hard with Tory, just placed two records on his new album and also on the new Toronto tape. So producers, if you have music for Tory, he's always recording. You can always feel free to get that over to me. I'm always listening. My social media is SJ Manager. That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram. I really need to figure out how to work Snapchat so I can really turn up on there and then also on live. It's kind of late on there, you know. I'm getting to it. But yeah, so, you know, I really like helping, like I said, the underdog producer community. I think it's really important to spread love and shine, you know, on the new producers that are trying to get in the game and really trying to get their feet wet. Because I know it's not an easy road, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of stuff on radio, but you kind of hear a lot of the same guys. So it's time for new guys to break through, you know?
No doubt. It's very important, you know, that I let you guys know that Sarah has definitely done that for us at Fourth Quarter Entertainment. Literally, you know, some people will say, hey, they can do this, they can do that. You know, we are living proof of getting placements through SJ's hard work. And, you know, that's very important, especially in an industry that's so saturated with people saying what they can do, what they will do. You know, it's important to link up with the people that actually have your best interests at heart. You know, it's a little bit more than just a payment, a placement. It's somebody really wanting to see somebody win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With that, you know, a quick question, because, you know, it's years that's gone by now. You know, when you see a lot of these artists, you know, going to buy production equipment, and now they the producers and they produce
right.
their whole mixtapes and stuff. How you feel about the artists just jumping in and saying, you know, I'm cutting the producers out. I'm going to be my own producer. I see a lot of those guys doing that right now. You have a take on that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, I see that too. I mean, I see artists trying to be three-dimensional and, like you said, do it all, keep the money in-house. I think that's really the big picture with that whole thing, you know, is just how to keep all the money, because, you know, with streaming and all that going on right now, people are losing dollars every day. And so if they can learn how to make beats and become the producer and the writer and the artist on the record, when they go to do their splits and register all their music, you know, they're eating all the way across the board. But is the production going to be dope? I don't know. I mean, if they just started out, it might sound like shit, you know, which is why I think you really need to go to the producer, you know, that has that experience to really get that next level sound, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, right now it's even, you know, kind of a twist in the actual meaning of producer. You know, a lot of these artists don't want to even sit down and be produced, or, you know, even
right.
entertain
right.
a producer to, you know, give them criticism, or not even criticism, just instruction and direction on how you should rock on a track that they made, which normally could come out as a hit. But, you know, they just like, hey, send a beat, I'm going to do my own thing, which is great.
Right.
But I think that's
right.
also resulting in a lot of mixtapes and you know, less albums, you know, just shit that people are throwing out there because it's just words
right.
on a beat
right.
and no real production on a song.
Right. No, I totally feel you. Like, I feel like you're talking about just you know, artists two-tracking everything. They're not really getting in live in the studio like they used to back in the day. I mean, you're seeing a lot of that now if you're in the same city and people touch the same cities at the same time. You're seeing dudes get in. But for the average producer that's over here emailing tracks, they're not getting in with these artists, you know what I mean? So they're just happy to send the two-track and get their song out. But like you said, it ends up on a mixtape or somewhere floating around on iTunes. The producer isn't notified, and it's just like
right.
half-assed, you know, projects and communication just put out, you know, without any communication, which sucks, you know, right now in the industry. So.
Yeah, yeah. See, you guys need to be listening to this because it's important to have people in your corner that can reach
exactly.
these people, you know, and find out if your music is out there, because a lot of these people don't register their shit. You don't know what's going
mm-hmm.
on, and next thing you know, somebody calls you and you're like, hey, this is going on, you know. And this day and age, you know, it's moving even faster. I think
right.
it's moving even faster than it was 3 years ago, 2 years
right.
ago, maybe 1 year ago. So you really got to keep up. And what do you think about producers finding their own artists, creating their own sound with their own artists to also showcase the world while they're searching for the placements? They're creating original music with somebody that they can direct.
I think it's a great idea. I think a lot of producers nowadays have become some of the A&Rs or street A&Rs just by dropping their own projects and, you know, developing their own artist, you know, which is really important because you can create, you know, a signature sound with an artist that you believe in and really get that sound, like, you know, Rich Harrison and A. Marie, or, you know, Metro
right.
and Future, and just where you just have that chemistry where you can just make a dope ass project, you know, just with the chemistry of the artist and the producer going in. So I think while you're trying to chase placements, like Golden Fleece said, like, get your records together with an artist, collaborate, you know, with the producer, and, you know, sometimes you can break through with an artist before you get a placement. You could get an artist a deal, you know, before you get your first placement. Like, you just never know how it's going to go in this business. So,
well, Stephanie, so I want to ask you, what is Sarah listening for when you put out that email and you say, send me some beats, send me some heat? What's something that you look for? What immediately catches your attention, and how long does it take you to know if you're rocking with a beat or not?
That's a good question. I'm really open to listening to everything, you know, that comes across my emails. I'm in my emails every day, producers. So my Twitter bio is the best place to find my email. Right now I'm on BeatflowSJ149@gmail.com. I ask the producers send 4 MP3s with their contact information, no Google Drive, no links, no SoundCloud links, no SoundCloud. I really look for melodies, you know, really hard drums, transitions. I like records with hooks on it. I like new sounds, you know. I don't like the shit that's just watered down, that just sounds like you made it in 5 minutes and just email it to me. You know, I could tell. So can everybody else. You know what I mean? We could tell when you rushed on the beach, when you just making 50 beats a day to just send out because you think it's like the lottery. Like, this is not the lottery, people. Like, I always try to tell producers, like, stop treating your career like, you know, you're going to get on the next day. Like, you really have to develop yourself and practice every single day, you know, finding new samples, experimenting with different drums, maybe collaborating with other producers, you know, really just to get that great sound, you know, that's going to make people just go crazy when they push play on your beats, you know. And so I listen to mixes too. Mixes are really important. If it sounds
nice.
Distorted, I can't send it out. You know what I mean? If it has tags running
mm-hmm.
through the whole track, I can't send that out. Cause that makes me look crazy, you know? So
right.
I'm not going to send
right.
shit out that sounds unprofessional. You feel me? So,
right,
absolutely.
Right. You guys need to, you know what's kind of crazy is that, you know, it's to a point where somebody would be okay with that, even think it's okay to just make some quick track and say, hey, this might get placed. I believe the funny part about it is there's some shit that's been floating around that has hit, that has made somebody say, oh, that beat fucking sucks, but that shit hit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now they take that lane and they take that success and say, I can do the same thing. man, if I could tell anybody anything, and I've learned this throughout, you know, what we do, no matter if you don't get anything picked up, man, put your best foot forward. I don't care whether you're an artist. I don't care whether you're a producer, because the real people will notice. The real people
exactly.
That say, okay, this is somebody who's not going to be fly by night. And then when your situation does get right, it's going to be because you put that time and effort to it. So I totally agree. And I'm glad that she just told y'all not to send her that bullshit.
Right, because, you know, you only get one impression. So if we click on your music and it's garbage from the beginning and you just have all these tags and the shit sounds played out or whatever, like, we're not going to click when your name comes across again. And trust me, like, we pay attention to everything. Like, we read credits. We listen to stuff. Even if producers, even if people don't hit you back, there's still people listening to you, but they just haven't reached out to you yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I tell producers that a lot, you know, that there's everyone is listening, but they're just not always going to hit you.
That's a good point I like that you said that. When you come across, and not to get into your plan and how you move, but when you do come across something that you enjoy, is it, let me put this to the folder to the side. I like where this is going, but I'm not quite sure if this fits the lane. Do you have a folder that kind of does that for you, or how do you sort about your who you're going to take on next and kind of take under your wing?
Good question. Right away when I hear a beat, like, I already have in my mind, like, who I hear on it. So that's why I ask producers to send me MP3s, because, you know, I listen to music at such a fast rate every single day. So when I'm listening, boom, I was like, oh, I hear Jeezy on this, or I hear Ross or whoever. And I'll just forward it to them right away. You know what I mean? And so that's why I like to listen to music, you know, at a fast rate and just send the music. And I just send all the time. Or maybe I'm in the studio with these guys. You know, I'll put stuff, I'll make folders. Mm-hmm. I have everything consolidated and things like that. And as far as management, like, I lock in once I get consistent placements with a producer. You know, I can't manage everybody, and I get asked that every day, you know, can you manage me? But if you really don't have any real business on the table, you don't have your phone blowing up every day, or just, you know, where you can't handle business on a daily basis because you're so busy, then that's the time when you need a manager. But in the meantime, you just need to focus on your sound, getting the music out there, get yourself some exposure until it's time to get yourself, you know, a lawyer, a manager, and all that kind of, you know, team, you know?
Right.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Team is very important. No, team is very important. And you know, I'm glad she told you there's a timing for that. You know, there's people out there that's out there moving around with an 8-man team and got 2 songs, you know what I'm saying, or two tracks. You know, that's not going to fly with a lot of people now. We talked about producers, but I know you probably, you don't have to say no names, but is there artists out there that you ran across that you like, yeah, I'm not even sending them tracks. I just don't like the way they move. I don't like the way they do business. Because I know there's a lot of artists out there that I just be like, man, you know, this shit is for the birds dealing with their team or dealing with their people.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, I have a lot of stories, and I'm not going to say names, but
no names,
I had this
no
one
names.
I know I had this one artist. He wanted me to tell the producers not to register their music so he could keep all the publishing. And I said, "Yo, like, you're not going to make me look crazy and ruin my reputation." So I shut it down all the way. And I was in contact with the producers because he wanted the files and everything. And I was like, no, they were just floored. Like, this is a major artist that's, like, really popping right now. And I was like, nah, dude, like, I'm good. Like, I'll just never send music again anyways. And this artist has, like, a certain reputation about them that this has happened with other people too. So it's just not me, not the first time. But, you know, in this business, you'll find a lot of greedy people and just people that don't do good business, and that's not how I want to, you know, be portrayed as.
See, guys,
and
out there, you need
so,
somebody
yeah.
with
yeah,
integrity.
Crazy.
You need somebody with integrity, somebody with a backbone, because a lot of people wouldn't have said no to that guy. A lot of people would have wanted to be all up under them if they pop in. They would have wanted to be like, hey, you know, okay, this is a hot artist, so I'm going to do. Nah, man, you know, there's people, and like I said earlier, I could tell you that, you know, Sarah is also a friend, and also because she's a good person. You feel what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out here that may be able to get you this and may be able to get you that, and that's cool. But when it comes down to something like that, some producer could have got thrown under the bus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody could have really just said, you know what, don't register that, and just took them for the ride. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
Watch out who you're dealing with out here. Just because everybody say they could do this, they could do that, doesn't mean they got your best interest at heart, and you'll be fucking following behind somebody with a lawsuit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I gotta catch up with this person. And you know, I could tell you 9 times out of 10, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these cats, you're going to be spending out of your pocket even more money just to get some little-ass funds from them, and they know that. So so they feel that they have the leverage at that point.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we're having this discussion. It's right on time, especially at the top of the year. Can you, how important is it for artists to, or I'm sorry, producers, songwriters, to get registered with a BMI ASCAP, understand learning about split sheets? How important is it to get the business piece in order before they send something over to you, or when you come back to them and say, hey, we might can move on this record?
Yes, it's so important, producers, and I talk about this all the time on my Twitter or my consulting calls with producers, that if you don't have your BMI ASCAP or CSAC or SOCAN, you know, registered, you're really missing out. And never too late to do it, but you want to do it ASAP. You know, I've had producers try to register their works years later, and it happens. So you want to get that done. Like ASAP, just pick one, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. They're all really great ones. And even register your mixtape records that might become big because those transpire into radio a lot of times, and you just want to make sure that everything is accounted for. Make sure you do your splits too. If you're not familiar with how to do these things, research everything. There's stuff online. There's information online. You can also book a consulting call with me. I can break it down also. And this is very important because this is how you get your back end money. Your big long term eating money is through the back end, through royalties. It's not through the advance. These advances are so small these days, especially for a brand new producer with no placements. Sometimes you're only looking at between $1,000 to $4,000, and that's what I see on the regular for a brand new producer, which isn't much. You know what I mean? And so, if you have a big record that goes, you know, go to radio and, or, you know, it sells, then that's where you get your back end money publishing. Very important.
Thank you.
Big time.
You know, we're
publishing money is super important, man. Super important. Publishing money. I would think that you know, say sample clearances. Let's talk about that for a little while. You know, over here for a quarter, J Mac loves to use samples, and you know, we've actually Revolt TV hit us up for a song we just did and immediately sent us some paperwork to fill out, and luckily, you know, we had the ASCAP BMI situation taken care of, but at the same time we had to backtrack and try to get the sample cleared through SWV.
Mm-hmm.
ASCAP and BMI helped us find the people to get in touch with to make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So when she's telling you about these companies and that they're really great, remember they also work for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you out when Sarah says, yo, these guys want to, you know, pick up your record, and you get on a consulting call with her, and she's already taught you how to register your music and do whatever. That is going to be so official for you if something big happens. You know what I'm saying? You'll be ready. So backtrack, you know, sometimes that's not the way to do it. You know, hustling backwards. So I can tell you straight up, get it done on the front if you can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot of people that you tell, hey, you know, when they send you sample music, is this cleared? Is that something that you ask them? Or you wait till the artist says, I like this music, and then you ask them?
That's a good question. You know, even a lot of producers are afraid to send me records that are sample records because they're like, oh, I thought you didn't fuck with samples. And I'm like, no, 90% of producers out here are sampling. It's very rare that a lot of producers, you know, are really great with their original music, because most producers, you know, they can't play, and if they can, they're going to add some kind of interpolation or some type of sample into the record. But I always tell producers when they come to me about samples, you know, just make sure you're not sampling people that are so predictable, like Isley Brothers or Sade or Michael Jackson, or, you know, like I placed a record last year with an OJ sample in it, and then they wanted the producer to replay it. They didn't like how he replayed it, so they ended up using it, which took 70% of the record. So you see how you got to be careful about what you sample, because if it's going on a major project, it's going to cut into your, you know, your money. But if it's going on a mixtape, you know, it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, then it's tricky if it does go over the radio. So just kind of be aware of what you're sampling and make sure it's not too common. You know what I'm saying? Use some rare shit, chop it up. Look for royalty samples. You know, a lot of these producers are putting out royalty-free, you know, kits and things like that. So just kind of look around and see what's out there.
Nice.
Esther, can you share a little bit about placements? You talked about Fox. What exactly, can you share the opportunities that producers can get as it relates to these placements and licensing for those? And can they reuse those after they've been placed?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. So when these producers get some placements, such as like Fox or a TV show, can they reuse that same production on another network? And how does that kind of work for the producer?
Oh, okay. No, not if it's exclusive, no. So it would depend on the terms, you know, the length of terms. And what's in the paperwork and things like that, but no, not if it was exclusively to them.
Okay. Well, I do have, let me see here, and I apologize because I'm balancing. I do have a producer by the name of Surround Sound. Surround Sound, I hope you're listening. I'm going to go ahead and bring you live with Sarah J to ask your question, if that's okay. Sure.
Sure, no doubt.
Okay, hello? Surround Sound, you're live with Sarah.
Hey, how you doing, Sarah J?
Hey, what's good, Surround? How you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Yeah, so I was listening in. Definitely had a lot of great insight as far as the music industry. And I was just writing down questions as I was listening, and I'm going to just get right into it. So how long have you been an A&R?
About 12 years I've been in the music, you know, shifting around, doing different things, managing producers, you know, consulting with artists, working with labels, publishing companies.
Okay. And with technology being so impactful, you know, it's not so much you can do on technology. Where do you think is a great place to be as an up-and-coming producer trying to, you know, build their brand?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's very important to build your brand out here, especially for the producers, because you guys are artists, and so a lot of times you guys sit at home and you email tracks all day and you never get out there and no one ever sees your face and you never really build that relationship in person. Which is why it's so important and why I'm always telling producers you need to travel, you need to get in front of people, you know, who can help you. Doesn't always have to be a label. It could be other writers, other producers, you know, other up-and-coming artists that you believe in that you want to collaborate with. You know, and just get yourself a logo, get some merchandise out there, you know, maybe some flash drives with your logo on it, maybe some business cards, some T-shirts made. I know when I'm going around to different cities, at showcases, we pay attention to artists and producers that have their teams in the audience rocking, you know, their T-shirts and things like that with their brands on it, which is really stands out and adds a nice touch. You know what I mean?
Right. Definitely. Okay. Bear with me. I got like a ton of questions. I'm just writing this down, trying to get all of it down while you're saying it too.
It's all good.
All right.
How long have you been producing?
I've been producing now for about, it's going on 5 years.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and I definitely, okay. I definitely like, you know, when you said that you definitely want to, you know, work on perfecting your craft and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I've really been trying to focus on that more than anything. Because like you said, I feel like, you know, once you really perfect your craft, it will definitely show.
Right.
So that's what I've been trying to focus on. And I'm from Virginia, so there's a lot of great producers that came out of here that I look up to and, you know, get inspiration from. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot of, I feel like, you know, I have friends and stuff that produce as well that are from different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like Virginia is a place that, you know, it's a great place to do music, but as far as the opportunities, I feel like that's an area that really lacks. So I really
been
trying to, you know, study and, you know, try to figure out a place to relocate, to chase the dream. So at this point, I'm really just trying to learn as much as I can.
Actually. And I love the DMV. I love producers from the DMV. I think you guys have a great sound. You know, so I would just suggest trying to get to New York because you're close. Just try to get to some different cities where there's bigger studios, there's labels, there's more events. Like, I just moved to L.A., and I had to make that move. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to just step out of your comfort zone and just move to where all the action is so you can be in the mix. So if you can try to get to, like, South by Southwest or A3C Festival or Revolt Music Conference, any of these big ones, you know, where everybody is there at one time, you can touch a lot of people at one time. It would be good for you, you know?
Okay, definitely. So, also had a question. What does it mean to sell your publishing? Because I've heard, one of the biggest things that comes to my mind when I hear publishing is that interview with Jay-Z when he was, like, really young. And he was like, you know, he wasn't trying to sell his publishing because later on, you know, it was really going to pay off. So what is the worth of really, you know, making sure that you have your publishing when, you know, these labels come to offer you deals and stuff to sell it?
Yeah, I mean, I would hold on to your publishing. Just hold on to it, you know, unless someone is trying to offer you that crazy bag where you just can't resist and it's a really high number. But no, man, don't sell your publishing.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty much all I have. I was really just trying to write down everything you were saying. And it was a lot of great things again. And definitely appreciate it. And yeah, look forward to, you know, hearing more and listening and tuning in more to the radio show.
Thank you so much. And make sure that you send me some music real soon.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Take care.
Boom. All right. You got it. So young brother taking notes, yeah. Too. You got to love that.
What's up?
Look, you got to take notes. Sarah low-key giving y'all like a mini consultation, so I hope y'all really, yes, diving into this, recording it, whatever you need to do, and you can go back and play this episode. We have another caller on the line I want to bring on. I believe this is Juicebox. Juicebox, if this ain't you, I'm going to bring you in. But I think this is Juicebox. Juicebox,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
live. We're mobile 14.
All right, go. All right, yeah. First off, I want to say, you know, first time I've ever tuned into the show. You know, anytime I can catch some game from some people in the industry, man, it's always helpful. So I appreciate y'all, you know, doing this for all the producers, man.
That's what's up. Well, how you doing, Juicebox? Where are you from?
I'm from Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay. I've been producing for like 10 years. I guess the question I have for you is, where do you think the better money stream is, like getting out here and getting placements or, you know, being, you know, focusing on getting like an online catalog, like with SoundClick or My Flash Store, you know, something like that?
I say do it all. I mean, just really get out there with everything. Have 50 things going at once. You know what I'm saying? Like get your SoundClick rocking, your SoundCloud, your BeatStars, your My Flash Store, Audio Mac, YouTube channel, Periscope. Like, there's just so much out here, you know, for the producer to just really get out here on all these different platforms. And a lot of them are free, you know what I'm saying? So it's just about getting that audience that wants to check you out, you know, like if you're at some beat battle or conference or whatever, just try to get people over to what you're doing and just promote that shit, you know what I mean? And it's lots of ways to make money online, you know, with your beats. I know a lot of dudes at least beats sell stuff exclusively. You know, I do like SoundClick, how the traffic is crazy on there. You have dudes logged in from Japan, Australia, you know, every day buying beats from producers. So if you pay that little bit of extra promo to get your page to the top, it's definitely worth it. I can tell you that. I know people making good money.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely appreciate it. You know, here in Kentucky, man, we kind of got a growing sound here. And I don't know, you ever, any artists? I mean, obviously Bryson Tiller, you know, he's hot right now for sure. But
right.
any other artists from Kentucky that you know of that, you know, that you hear making a buzz or anything?
No, I haven't heard any artists, but I get a lot of producers from Kentucky that have dope sounds. But I'll have to check in with them and see what artists are popping out there, and you can get back to me, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I just want to let you know, I definitely follow you on Twitter and appreciate all the advice. You know, it's sometimes these producers get left behind. Sometimes they get forgotten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have the background a lot, so I appreciate, you know, you looking out for the producers out there.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Shout out to Jukebox from Kentucky. I've been there before. They right there by Tennessee, borders Tennessee, so definitely a lot of culture when you get further into the Memphis area. Say, I want to ask you this while we're waiting on a few more calls. Do you recommend, I know you said have your hands in different things. What about producers kind of riding the wave? Do they have to ride the wave of what's going on right now for opportunity, or do they do their own thing? You know?
That's a great question. My advice to that is always create your own sound and just stay relevant. You know, you don't have to copy what you hear out here, but I do recommend that you're always updating your drums, updating your sounds, and just make a sound that people want to fuck with that sounds like you, that sounds new and fresh, that doesn't necessarily sound like somebody that we can go get the beat from if we really want to. If we want that sample shit, we know where to find the sample producers. If we want that 808 shit, we know to go to Metro and all those guys. You know what I mean? So that's my advice, is just to really, really create your own sound so that you're not copying what's already out there.
Nice, nice. Well, I do have, I don't know if it's because the board is a little full with people listening, but I have two that look like they want to ask a question. They pop in and out, so I'm going to try to hang in there for them. So if you guys, you've got to press prompt one. 760-913-4119. Sarah got the line and ratings up a little bit. Everybody's hungry, and I think it's amazing. Sarah, you get free game all the time. Okay, it looks like I got a Dallas number on the line. We're going to bring you in. 469, I hope you have a question for Sarah J. You're live right now.
Yes.
What's good? Who are we on the line with?
This is Jay Spinner. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a couple of questions, but they're just some minor things. When taking submissions and you hear a beat, do you usually just think of artists, or do you think of different opportunities like for TV, sync licensing, or different things like that?
A good question. With the different licensing stuff that I do, it has to be sample free, and a lot of it has to have hooks on it. I don't submit that much music for licensing stuff from, you know, let's say somebody that hits me on my Twitter if they don't ask. You know, usually the licensing stuff that I'm doing is from producers that I know or that I've gotten placements with that I know have sample free stuff, or professional, you know, music with hooks that I can submit, because I really am going in that direction since I got some Fox placements. So if you do hit me up, and like you're asking now, just send me sample-free music. A lot of the stuff that goes on the sports programming stuff can contain, you know, hooks that talk about winning or championships or, you know, anything that pertains to basketball, football, games, just listen to the format of the music on some of these sports shows and put in the header, you know, licensing stuff. And then I'll get it over to them.
Okay, cool. And thank you. And my second question, I have a question about different sounds that you, like whenever I do submissions, sometimes I hear, okay, this is good, we can work with it, or from different people out here, I want to hear something different. But whenever I change my sound, they tell me it's too different. So, like, how do I keep myself from going too far, and what's an easy medium, like, to stay in between?
Well, you're not going to always please everybody. So if you submit something and it doesn't work for this person, I mean, keep it moving. There's 20 other people that will like what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So you're just not always going to reach everybody with your sound. And, you know, maybe try a few times. If they don't like that, maybe something else. Ask them if they want to hear something else that you have. Send them some more stuff. You know what I mean? But just move your music around to different people so that you don't just have one opportunity going. You have, like, 10 things going on, you know. So if this doesn't hit, maybe this will hit, you know. And just kind of keep it moving.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem. Take care.
Or you too.
It was a good question right there, man. You know,
replacements, yeah, like
licensing, you know, all of that different stuff is so many different things. Let me ask you this question before we bring in the next caller as well, Sarah.
Okay.
Man, we got to catch up big time because I didn't even know
you flew out
to the West Coast, man. And I was just on the West Coast and I was telling somebody the energy was there. I actually went to Rockstar's house. And Rockstar was playing me some shit that I was like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, I know he's a major producer, but when you hear the energy of what these cats are coming with, and I think it's because they're in that setting where there's so much shit going on. Like, even Atlanta, the same thing, it, like, moves me when I go to those places. You are you loving the West Coast right now? You loving L.A.? Do you feel it out there? Like, man, it's a bunch of shit going on out here.
Oh, yes, I love it out here. Like, I should have moved out here a long time ago, but I'm just really thankful to be out here at this time. But I love it. The energy, the people. I mean, when I'm in the studio, I'm bumping into everybody, and it's crazy. Like, it's 6 degrees separation out here, for real. Like, everybody knows everybody. Everybody is in some form of entertainment, music, acting, whatever. And so it's just a really great place to be if you're trying to pursue music. It's expensive, though, but fuck it.
What? Me and Jay Mack was hanging with one of his boys, and literally, you know, no names. Homie was living in a room with three other people. And when I say that room was his room, that was his room. You know what I'm saying? But that'd be the price of living in Hollywood, chasing your dreams. Homie was like, fuck it, I got to stay in this room until I get my money up.
Right. You know, there's a lot of bachelor pads out here with no kitchen, with no stove. Like, you're supposed to, like, get, like, a hot plate. Like, it would just be a room with a sink in it and a toilet. Like, for $1,500. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. I've seen some crazy things out here when I was trying to find my place out here. So,
I mean, we see it just trying to come there for an event. I mean, the hotel prices, geez, you know? And that's I'm like, Lord, we need to just get a second spot. Like, it's gonna be cheaper to do that than do these hotels every night.
Right.
Most definitely,
you could just be in Vegas in a nice hotel.
Right. I'm gonna bring on Max on the Beat coming up, you guys. When I gave out the information, you got through okay. So 760-913-4119. Press prompt 1 while we have her. Max on the Beat, you're live with Sarah J.
What's good, Max? Is he there, Max?
Should be fine.
Did he press prompt 1?
He did. He should be good to go. Let me troubleshoot something for you. Let me hang in there with us. But speaking of, there being a lot going on, you do have an event coming up, like the beat battle. Can you talk, share with producers since they're still listening and tuned in?
Yes.
Max, we got you coming up. How vital is that for them to attend this? Is it helpful? Is it resourceful? Give them some information if you can, if they haven't done one yet.
Yes, it's very important to go to these producer events, whether it's a beat battle, a music conference, a music seminar. You never know who you're going to be in front of or who you're going to meet. And it's a great way, producers, to get exposure. And I talk about that a lot. You know, have somebody record you, throw all your footage up on your YouTube page, all your social media. Got an event I'm doing with Lola Monroe and Omar and Tyboni. Out here in L.A., February 15th, is called Who Got Next? Shout out to Tone P. It's a national talent competition. The winner gets a $25,000 single deal and a trip to Universal Studios in L.A. The information is on my Twitter and Gram, SJ Manager. Also, I got a producer event at South by Southwest, March 19th. I'm going to start promoting that this week. I'm going to have A&R there, a great way to get in front of people. There's also built-in producer events at South by Southwest, and so that's in March in Austin, Texas.
That's what's up. That's the home state. Most definitely South by Southwest, always beneficial. International festival, always been the truth.
Right.
Rip key piece. No matter what industry, film, entertainment, it's just really a great place to touch down to. We do have Max on the beat now live with us.
Can you hear me?
What's up, Max? How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good. You've been sending some heat. I definitely know who you are.
Oh, for real?
Well, yeah.
That's a good thing. At least I raised some eyebrows. That's all I'm looking for. I was just wondering... I was wondering what do you think would be the next step for me personally to as far as placements go, and if something did get placed, how would I go about knowing or getting, you know, hearing the finished product? You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you have any placements right now?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any placements right now?
No placements at all.
Okay. All right. Well, so as soon as I hear back from an artist or the label regarding one of your tracks, I definitely get in contact with you. I hit the producer up with that placement time tweet.
Right.
Get all your info and figure out if it's for a mixtape or album placement.
Right.
You never know with these guys. You never know if they're working on mixtape or album. Usually it's towards the album, so they're stacking records. Sometimes they throw out a mixtape or an EP. So you just never know. So you want to make sure you get your ASCAP BMI set up.
Yep.
And, of course, if there's any, you know, advance or anything like that, and getting all your information, turn in the W-9, you turn in the files and do splits and you register your music. And, of course, you're going to hear the final product. I mean, I always get the artist to send me over the full record, you know, before it gets mixed down. The producer definitely gets to hear that, which is really cool. And
awesome.
Sometimes you even get to go in with them, but usually they have their own engineers that mix down everything at the end.
Right, I understand. Most of my other questions already got answered as far as the samples and stuff go. And after hearing, you know, everything, all the conversation and everything, I really kind of shouldn't have sent those sample products that I got by. I usually don't sample, but yeah, that's really all I wanted to ask and see about as where I needed to go or what I needed to do, and basically just plant my seed and watch it grow, I guess.
Right. Just have patience and faith that, you know, your music is going to get out here. It's all about you and your work ethic and, you know, how hard you're working out here and how much you're getting the music out to different people, you know, not just me, but to, you know, 5-10 other people, following up
right.
with people, you know, and just right. making it happen.
All right. I appreciate your all your replies and the getting through the phone lines with me. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thanks, Mac.
Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty, dope night. Sarah, we do have another caller, Brandon Flat Green. So we'll go ahead and merge him in. You're live with Sarah J.
Yo, what's going
up,
on, people? What's going on, Sarah? Oh, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to come in and show some love and supporting you, you know what I'm saying? Commend you on everything you're doing and stuff like that. You know I'm always rocking with you. I ain't want much. That's it.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. Just working, man. You know, just staying working, you know. New
yeah.
sounds and different stuff like that, you know, just trying to pick what I like between Pro Tools and Studio One.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, but Studio One is dope for, like, the mixing and stuff like that. But,
okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just
well,
appreciate you.
Well, make sure you send me some new stuff. I need some new stuff. I'm working on a ton of projects right now. It's the new year, so everyone's working and recording. Make sure you send some stuff.
Okay. I'll send you some stuff tonight.
Okay, cool.
All right. All right, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Much love.
No
thank
doubt.
You.
Peace.
Thank
peace.
All right,
okay, we reconnecting everybody tonight, man. You know,
yeah.
sometimes you know we get on here. We like the United Nations on here, man. You know, I like that's why I like
oh,
our
yeah.
show, man. That's why I like our show, man. It's so much talent out there. So many humble people that's just trying to get an opportunity. And you know, if you ever listen to one of our live shows with somebody on it, they're usually not 99% of the time, not no assholes, not nobody just giving, you know, short answers. They're really people that's dedicated to music, so they like speaking, you know what I'm saying, on the subject. And if you're willing to listen, like the young brother called in, taking notes, writing shit down, you know, people might think that's crazy. That's not, man. That is education, you know. And you got
mm-hmm.
somebody here that if you want to get to that level, man, you should be writing down what she says. You know, like the niggas do these days, put it in your iPhone. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
However you take notes out here these days, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just grateful that we able to have a platform to help people out, man. You know, it's very rare that you get people that just want to help. And
exactly.
shout out to Sarah J for definitely making it happen for a lot of producers out there to get they shot. Definitely the plug.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yes. Sarah, thank you so much because through the years, I've been able to shoot you a DM or shoot a quick email regarding whatever, and you've just always, in the midst of all the busyness, had time. And I appreciate you as well, and thank you, because relationships are so key in the industry
right.
with networking, and I respect and admire you for that, and I want to thank you just for that for me, for just
oh,
being a stand-up. Because it's very far few in between, as you know. So I appreciate you. Now, we did have a 405 area code on the line. You dropped off. So I'm not sure if you got your question answered or what it was. But Sarah, moving forward, we can't hold you all night, but is there anything
okay.
else that you enjoy when you have 5 minutes to yourself, when you're not busy for those 5 minutes? Anything you like to do outside of music, or you like to sit back and watch TV? You like to cook? Just something. Just a fun question. Anything else you like? You enjoy outside of?
I don't watch TV, but I've been watching some out here. And so, yes, I'm always listening to music. I like to work out. I do like to cook. I like to travel. I like to shop. I like to, you know, just be on the net and be social and kick it with friends and, you know, just regular stuff.
Okay, nice. So when you get to, when Sarah hooks you up with the placement, you know she likes to cook. You know she likes to travel. It's nothing to throw a gift card, thank you, an extra thank you. Those little things,
right.
those tokens go a long way. Yeah, so
okay.
definitely, yeah. make sure you
right.
make sure you do that. But I think I want to say I'm getting a lot of text messages and tweets. Everyone is excited and appreciative of you tonight. Golden, did you have anything else you wanted to share or ask, or what else can we do tonight
for
the producers?
I think she covered a lot of bases tonight. I think, you know, from sample clearances to publishings to sounds to different websites that you need to be on to how much of a grind you need to be on to events you got coming up. I think that right now, if you don't really got a grasp of what's been going on throughout the show, you probably wasn't listening. I think she definitely covered all those bases. All I got to say is, time for me and her to get on the phone, chop it up, and get some 2017 money together for real, because we've been in that lab working, you know what I'm saying? And I know Sarah back on the West Coast now. Oh man, like I'm ready to cop a plane ticket and come hang out. So all I'm saying is just make some space for a phone call for me this week, and let's get some 2017 cash. J Mac ready. He got a folder ready, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he got a serious joint. We just actually put together. We have went back in the lab, you know, just trying to do some stuff with television and film. Saw a little lane there, and we went out to L.A. Artists, like you said, everybody everywhere, and then it's just like, you know what, man. You know, it's time to get back in our bag on everything. So we got a folder. We wouldn't send that folder to nobody else. We got that folder for real, for real. Just put that 2017 folder together. So, you know, everybody listening, putting my bid in too, man. I can tell you right now, me and Sarah, we done got it. We done got it popping before. So I already know her work ethic, and I know what she do. So, That was my last comment. 2017 money. Let's get it.
Let's do it. Time to secure the bag.
I love it. As always, I definitely look forward to linking up with you. Please let me know when you're trying to test out to Vegas. And it's all good this way. But
shout out to you leaving the shy. That's crazy. You've been here for so long, man. I know you loving the L.A. weather and everything right now.
Yeah, it's nice. It's so nice out here.
That's what's up.
Ain't nothing like Onyx,
we're going to have to link. We're all going to have to link, so let's hook that up this year, too.
Most definitely. Well, anything else, they know how to follow you. They knew how to get this information tonight. Anything else, you got the No Free Beats merchandise. Make sure you get your No Free Beats tees. I like those joints. y'all need to be repping that movement. Anything else you want to share or put out there for everyone else that's listening tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to let the producers know, because I get asked this a lot, is what's one thing that I hear from producers that they would like to change? And I think I would definitely say is your attitude and just believing in yourself. And I think that is so important, because you guys don't understand the amount of producers I get hitting me on a daily basis talking about they want to quit. They want to get a regular job. They're sick of this shit. They're tired of it. They're tired of not seeing results. And I hear their frustration. And trust me, there's been so many times where I wanted to give up and quit. But it's like, you got to keep going. Like, you really have to believe in yourself and praise God, and just know that in your mind that, you know what you're putting out there, you know, your music, and just believe in your music, and just know that it's going to happen. You don't know when, but it's going to happen for you, and you need to just stick with it and keep making music and just keep trying new things, you know, to get yourself out there. Don't be lazy about it, you know. Like I said, if you're at home and you're never traveling and you're just Gmailing tracks, it's going to be slow. You know what I'm saying? Or if your baby mom is tripping and she doesn't believe in you and she doesn't see no money coming in, she's like, oh, fuck this shit. You need to go get a job. Like, yo, get some other people around you. You know what I mean? Get some people that motivate you and inspire you to really keep going, because that's the only way it's going to happen. And so that's my last piece of advice to you guys.
And that was huge.
Right on time.
That was huge. Right. I know a couple of niggas that done lost their relationships out here producing records, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to them brothers that just kept going, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it's not like,
and that's
said,
a whole nother episode. We can really go,
yeah,
in
right, that could be a whole nother show.
Yeah,
right.
We might have to go in on that one. Not to break up Happy Home. Look, I don't know if we can do this or not. You just missed Sarah. We did have one more come through, a 310. Okay. They're trying to get in. You, are they
all
good,
right, let's
to come
them
in? Okay, here's
yeah,
the last call of the night.
Yellow?
Hey, what's good? Who's this?
What's good? It's Tunes.
Tunes, what's up, Tunes?
What's good, SJ? I just wanted to call and show love and say that I love you, man. You're really special for all the producers out here.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Keep grinding and holding it down. You definitely the plug. You hear me?
All right. I appreciate that, Tunes. Thank you so much.
No doubt, no doubt. Everybody, y'all keep doing y'all thing.
All righty. Thank you,
too,
you so
brother
much.
You too. Take care, brother. Now, that's a great way to end the night, brother. Just coming in,
yes,
showing
it
up.
Is.
You know what I mean?
That was right on time. Sound like you might be from the NO. That's what's up. Maybe not. But
he's actually from New York.
Oh, okay. I'm tripping. Look, I don't know what I've got going on. I'm trying to mix slang. I didn't even. Okay, we'll see. It's time for me to go. But shout out to shout out to New York, New Orleans, West Coast, Florida, everybody. Shout out. We appreciate y'all for calling in. Kentucky was on the line tonight. Sarah J, thank you so much. We are definitely gonna link up this year, all of us. And can't thank you enough for your time. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
There you have it. SJ Manager was just on the line for about 1:30 giving that game.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty
if you
much
didn't appreciate that, you didn't appreciate that.
Then
you
don't even,
I don't
have nothing to say.
There's a lot of brothers that'll try to bang you in the head for that game. You know what I'm saying? You be paying for that. And listen, you know, it ain't going to be free all the time. But, you know, when you can catch it for free, it's a great thing. And you just caught it from one of the best out there doing it. And, you know, as for me and Onyx, man, we just be happy to be able to bring that to light for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, like she said, you keep grinding. You keep, you know, loving your craft. And understand this music career has been around for a long time. So even though you see the ups and the downs, you never know when something can happen for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it was a good night, man. We did artists last week, producers this week. You know, it's a good first start to the 2017 campaign.
It really is. And you guys, again, producers, next week we're going to have Da Vinci. Everybody with a major tag out right now doesn't mean they didn't do major things. He worked with Lauryn Hill and still out here doing his thing. So I think it would be very beneficial for you to tune in to see how he made that happen. Because, again, I have yet to meet someone who's worked with Lauryn Hill as far as a producer. So he will be on next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And then we're going to have Jay Renee, I believe. Or Jay Renner. Am I not pronouncing tonight? Like, I'm off my game, but she's going to be on next week as well. So definitely tune in if you're a producer and you just want to get some more extra pointers of how someone elevated and reached someone of that caliber. We'll be back next Wednesday, same time, same place. You can follow me at Onyx254, and the show is at Global 14 The Cut. Don't forget, Rap Game premieres this Friday, Live Time TV, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. JD is back with season 3 with the Young MCs. I'm excited. I'm going to be watching. Hope you're going to be watching too. And
Make sure you tune in. Rap Games, man, giving a lot of young artists opportunity. JD rolling on his third season. It's just going like lightning right now. He's just cranking them out. So make sure you check that out, man. I think it's an excellent opportunity. Also on that show, he brings in a lot of heavy hitters, man, from the battle rap world to the pop world to the rap world to the R&B world. There's a lot of great advice on that show. So keep checking it out. And you can hit me up on all social media platforms. the Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece, you know what I mean? And, man, thank y'all for calling in with those great questions, and also the brothers that just called in to show some love to SJ. And, man, another Wednesday in the books. It was a good one. On to the next one next week.
That's right. Shout out to Ricardo for uploading this record. Tory Lanez Flex. Let's get it.
Ricardo.
I believe there's places. Let's go.
Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck you bitches, something what I did to you, why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something, peeling off the corner, flexing on them niggas, shorty, no, a nigga came in from nothing. I got the cops on me, being broke was the reason why all of these females were fast on me. Now I pull up in the S550 and I dash on it. And you know I don't spend any cash on it. When I'm pulling up inside the thing, you know I do my thing. And I drop the top on all these niggas in the way. This is for the time a nigga shitted on me. You shitted on me. So I got a flex, I got a flex, I got a flex on you. For all of the times when I wasn't there, you try to flex on me too. So I got a flex, and I got a flex, and I'm flexing on you too. I know I'm wrong, tell me what I did to you. Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck you bitches, something what I did to you, why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something, peeling off the corner, flexing on them niggas, sure they know a nigga came in from nothing. Young nigga gotta hop out and do some. Gotta let it top down and prove some. Nigga, you know I got news for you. Everybody know if they ain't only you fun. Fame made a nigga lose a lot of friendships. Fame made these niggas do a lot of fuck shit. Couple good girls that I lost to the post. I gotta play tight, we don't talk no more. I'm a rich nigga on his wheel. My niggas up and out, that was deal. You know the devil working, got it real. And I just pray that all my niggas paid up and ball like a layup in college. I do this often, don't know what to call it. This shit is often, but you know I'm all in. Drop the top on that tank when it's squinting. When I'm pulling up inside the thing, you know I do my thing. And I drop the top on all these niggas in the way. This is for the times a nigga shitted on me. You shitted on me. So I got a flex, I got a flex, I got a flex on you. For all of the times when I wasn't there, you try to flex on me too. So I got a flex, and I got a flex, and I'm flexing on you too. I know I'm wrong, tell me what I did to you. Did I fuck around and drop the top on niggas when them niggas thought I wouldn't? Did I fuck you bitches, something what I did to you, why you frontin' on me? Did I hit the trap and have it jumpin', turning nothing into something, peeling off